And now, two old school guys talking about music and stories about their radio days. It's T-Man and John, the music freaks.
I don't understand it.
Don't you listen to what the man said.
He said.
What did he say?
He said,
I can hear you.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Carry none.
Do you care?
Second to none.
Don't care anymore.
Wow.
He don't care.
No more.
There it is. The intro from Misheard Lyrics number 11.
And episode number 75?
Yes.
This is the Diamond Edition.
It is.
Of the Music Freaks.
We're just full of carbon.
Yes, indeed.
That's what it is.
Yes.
How are you, John?
Much hotter. Good. How are you? I'm on vacation, and you know what I did?
You came in anyway.
To do the podcast.
You're amazing.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hell of a guy. I don't care what anybody says.
Pat me on the back.
Exactly. Go ahead.
Okay.
T-Man and John at gmail.com. Thank you for your entries today. We have some interesting ones, that's for sure. We always do with Misheard Lyrics.
They're always so much fun. Oh, my
they
gosh.
Are.
And then I got addendums to a couple of the ones that a few people sent in, and I'll go, I missed that lyric too, but I had something else. And so we've got like part A and part B on a couple of songs.
Very cool.
Yeah, as it always happens,
I end up
hearing something again.
Hey, you know, we do this from time to time. We left something out of our last podcast.
Oh, yeah, you didn't give me the answers.
Yeah, we did Rapid Fire for Huey Lewis in the News.
Right.
And we got tied up talking about something.
Oh, really?
That's what we do.
Tangent?
On another tangent. We went there. We took a detour. And I asked you a couple of questions that you missed.
Right.
Like the last album they released.
Yeah, it was called...
Was 2020.
Goober and the Gooberettes or
no.
something.
No. Well, see, stop and think. Huey Lewis and the... News.
Oh, they did Weather.
They did Weather because their album Sports was in 84.
Yes, so it was called Weather.
And they only had 7 tracks on that album because that's all Huey could do.
Yep.
After they diagnosed him with his hearing loss, that's all they had, so they made the album out of it.
That's cool.
Weather. And what was the other question? Oh, the other question
was... What
was
the original band he was in?
He was in Clover.
He was in Clover. That was my answer.
In 1978, the name of the band was Huey and the American Express.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to change that, and we all know why. I mean, can you imagine the trouble they would have been in if they were stuck with that?
When cease and desist came rolling in.
Big time. Yeah, big time. We do have a first on the show today.
Yes.
We do.
We'll have to. We don't have an actual.
No, we have to. We'll play the jingle.
We'll have
that we
to
have.
Amend it. We'll have to amend it on the fly as
That's
we
what we'll
tend
do.
To do.
It's
here
time
we go.
To air who is in the chair. It's the audience.
Two. Is two that like a double mint ad?
Two mints in one.
Two mints. Yeah. Is that what we're going to do?
Yep.
We have a returning audience of one.
Yes.
In Linda BG. Hi, Linda.
Hi, boys.
Linda with her Misheard Lyrics. This woman, you know, we know Kim is messed up in the head.
We know why this episode's going to say explicit.
Well, yeah, of course, because Linda's here.
Listen.
But Linda is going to introduce the second audience member today, and she is...
My fetus, Stephanie, baby girl.
Don't you feel special?
Yes, I don't know.
Calling you the fetus?
Yeah, and then I started calling a granddaughter that, and she didn't like it.
Ah.
Wow. What's good for the goose is not good for the gander.
Wow. Here's my fetus. Welcome, fetus. Jeez.
Well, fetus means young one.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so there you go.
It does, but only Linda would do that.
Of course.
We were at an Irish pub in Fruit Cove.
Wait, you're at a pub?
No.
Oh, my God.
Where that place was, and I couldn't find her, and we knew the band. What was it? The Corbett Brothers. I went and took the microphone. I said, "Where's my fetus?" And everybody's out there.
Wow.
And then they sang, "I'm your fetus.
Yes.
Yeah!
I'm your fire, so."
Okay. That's funny. That's good.
See?
Here for you.
7 o'clock show, same as the 9 o'clock show. Enjoy the fish.
I was at SeaWorld Monday. I did work Monday.
Oh, you did?
Yes, because we were at SeaWorld.
Oh, wait a minute. You're at SeaWorld working?
Well, yeah.
Whatever.
It's at 5:30. No rides are open, I'll tell you that.
But it's not work if you're at SeaWorld.
Well, it was.
Is it?
Yeah, you're still doing a show.
What are you doing, feeding the fish?
No. It was supposed to. It's a Christmas thing they have down there.
Oh, okay.
And they want you to enjoy it. So we went down Sunday night and enjoyed Christmas at SeaWorld.
Very nice.
And then got up in the middle of the night and hung out. With music, the music was playing so loud.
But could you ride any rides while you were
no.
there?
No, we could have, but we didn't.
Okay. All right.
And so there's... you know, they pipe in the music and that music's right. playing. Well, they don't turn that off at night.
Okay.
They just keep the music playing. And so we're doing a show. We're trying to find the quietest place at SeaWorld to do the show. And when there's nobody else to absorb the music, it's empty.
Yeah.
And so we're going, hey, 99.1 W, just hear that ring, 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 ring,
ring. Oh, wow.
And it was like Dean on a loop.
Oh, really?
And they had like four songs.
Dean was looped.
He was looped. It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride yeah. together with you.
Yeah. Yeah. You. Wow.
So that was my Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. So here we are.
Look at you.
Here we are.
All right. Are we ready to get this thing rolling?
Let's do the best we can. I am going to be pulling things off.
Go ahead. Start.
From the computer. So I've got
yeah, start.
It's going to be a little slow.
Okay. Oh.
That's what
a little
she said.
Slower.
Hey-o.
Here we go.
I told you, if it's turning into that kind ladies, of podcast, I'm going to have to leave.
Ladies
see?
And gentlemen, explicit. Explicit has entered the building.
Yes, that's right.
God. Oh. Wait till you hear the songs your daddy sent in.
Yeah, she's got quite a few here.
Girl.
Between Linda B, G, and G Dog.
Okay.
Ain't no telling where we might head down, what road we might head down with this.
My Up to No Good Girl Gang sent some in.
Oh, yes. Oh. Got those too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where do we start? We start with yours?
Whatever, John. What do you want to do? You're over there on the computer.
I mind a computer and yeah. whatnot into everything.
Okay.
Here, I'll start with mine.
Okay, start.
All right. Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
I've known this song and I've loved this song forever.
But still?
Still never knew this one word. I always thought he was just kind of saying something kind of almost wrong.
Yeah. But you were the one hearing it wrong.
Yes.
That's what happens with misheard lyrics.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if in this ever-changing world in which we...
Live and Let Die.
And then the next line from Live and Let
okay.
Die.
Okay.
So I'll give you the original.
Okay.
If this ever-changing world
I got this part.
In yeah.
which we live in.
Okay, here we go. All right?
All right.
Makes you
I thought he meant to say try, so I kept singing it that way.
No.
It makes you give it a try.
Yeah. No.
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 It's give it a cry?
It's something about cry.
It's give in and cry.
Okay.
Did you ever know that?
No.
Yeah.
Now, no, I always heard try, too.
Yeah.
I did.
Go, yeah. Paul.
Makes you give in and cry.
Give in and cry.
No.
Say live and let
no.
die.
No. That I wasn't what cry. I was hearing.
I know.
That's not what I heard.
So that I feel like I'm not alone in that one.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might be alone in this one.
Okay.
Our buddy, we wouldn't have an episode of Misheard Lyrics if Elton John was not around.
Oh, you got that right.
We could do 50 Elton John
we
songs.
Sure as hell could.
And I could probably do 70 because between that and the bus fumes of, you know, growing up.
Yeah, we talked about that.
And, yeah.
John's still a wreck because of that.
The bus fumes.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, this is one of those that
okay.
I thought, in fact, I got two Elton Johns.
Oh, you do?
This one, I don't know why I thought this said this, but Bernie Taupin lyrics are kind of weird.
Yes, they are.
All right, so here we go.
Yeah.
Candy and Ronnie, I got it. Right here.
But you're so spaced out.
Well, I didn't hear that.
So phased out.
Is it phased out?
It is actually spaced out.
Oh.
See? Ding, 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 ding.
But they're so spaced out.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought
what
I
did
heard
you,
this.
What did you hear?
Ooh, if the soap stays down.
Hey. Hey.
I don't know why.
See, you hear soap in this song. I heard electric boobs in this song.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, you hear what you hear.
If the soap stays down, I'm thinking there's like a bubble bath with Candy and Ronnie. Or
okay,
something.
Hey.
I don't.
Have you seen them yet?
And if the soap stays down, then yeah. you will see them.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the bubbles.
It was the bubbles doing it. That's what it was.
All right.
All that soap.
This one I never knew.
Okay. Do you know it now?
I'm not sure. I'm reading it. That's the only reason I know.
Oh, okay.
Because I bet if I hear it again,
yeah.
when I hear it again, I will still sing the lyrics I've been singing for the past 50 years.
Right.
This is Philadelphia Freedom.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I love this song.
Okay. Oh, boy.
You got it.
Well, you might hear it differently now.
It was that one. It was those lyrics right there.
I live and breathe.
What did you hear?
You hear what?
Live and breathe.
The hell, I never heard that.
What'd you hear?
I'm just living free. It's Philadelphia Freedom.
Now, do that again.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Do it again.
Living free, Miss Philadelphia Freedom. I'm living free, Miss Philadelphia Freedom.
Wow, hey.
I know he wrote that song for Billie Jean King.
I always heard free.
It is.
Living Free.
Yes, because I live and breathe.
I never heard Live and Breathe.
This Philadelphia Freedom.
Nah. No, I heard
Live
and
Free.
Did you
have this part, Linda?
I heard.
Because I live and breathe.
You said Live and Breathe.
Yeah, Live and Breathe.
I always heard Live and Free and Philadelphia Freedom.
This Philadelphia Freedom or Miss Philadelphia Freedom?
No.
Miss Philadelphia
Freedom. Okay, you had the Miss. So
you had Miss too.
Because I live and breathe this Philadelphia Freedom.
No.
Because Billie Jean King.
Right, that's what I thought.
Oh, right, right.
That's what because the Philadelphia Freedom is the name of her tennis team.
Yeah. Because I live and breathe this Philadelphia. Now, I heard Living Free. That's what I always thought it was.
I think Elton's wrong on this one.
I think you're right.
Okay.
I think you're right.
My son's, I don't have the jingle here, but my son's
oh, yes, you told
Matthew,
me this before.
And
yeah.
I just verified it. I texted my son. It's like, hey, is Matthew's, his friend Matthew, who he worked with at Turning Point or wherever he was working.
Right.
And up until like, I don't know, July. Matthew is now in his mid-20s, late-20s.
Okay.
He thought it was the Popeyes jingle that loved that chicken from Popeyes.
Okay.
He thought it was Popeyes chicken from Popeyes.
A little repetitive, eh?
Got a little repetitive. He didn't really think about the lyrics.
Okay.
But it worked for him because he did remember it was Popeyes chicken. But yeah, it's not. It's love that chicken from Popeyes.
Yeah, it's not Popeyes chicken,
not Popeyes
from, Popeyes.
Chicken from Popeyes.
I would hope it's Popeyes chicken from Popeyes.
That's a bit
and
repetitive.
And not like KFC or somebody else.
Exactly.
And we'll never get a chicken sponsor either. So we can say who the hell we want.
That's exactly right. Unless
that's
you
all.
Want to sponsor us, we'll change our tune in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Gigi's Cove.
Not my chickens. You can't eat my chickens.
No, but see? Your eggs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my. Yeah, thank you for the eggs, by
yes,
the way.
Thank you for the eggs. Linda brought so eggs.
Welcome. Linda brought eggs.
Wow.
Who ended up with the glitter egg?
John did.
Oh.
There's a glitter egg?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't see the glitter egg.
That's the first time I've ever seen a speckled egg
really?
For my chickens.
Really?
Wow.
And you know, my chickens are virgins. They don't have a rooster, so they're pure eggs. You're getting pure eggs.
Pure eggs.
I'm an egg guy.
Pure
I love
eggs.
This. I appreciate
love
it.
Those eggs from Popeyes.
Yeah. Which came first? The chicken from
the
Popeyes
chicken
or that
the egg?
Egg?
That's right.
Stephanie asked me earlier, where does the egg come out of? Her hoo-ha or her hoofa? Or what? So we don't know.
I couldn't tell you.
But wherever they come out of, it's very clean.
It
they
is.
They come from the nest.
The nest.
The cabbage patch.
Yeah.
Okay, this one has been with me now for another almost 50 years ago.
Okay.
It's 48 years going with this one, which up until maybe again this summer, I finally.
Or yesterday.
Saw the it finally hit me.
All right.
And I felt so dumb.
See, you set it up, but I didn't go there.
I know.
That's why that pause was there.
I closed that door for myself.
Yeah,
thank
that
you.
That pause was there.
I saw myself. Yeah, I saw myself out.
Mm-hmm.
So the Steve Miller Band and that great Fly Like an Eagle song.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so here's what he's doing. He's setting the whole thing up, like shooing the children.
Yep.
Here we go. Feed the babies.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Shoe. Yes, okay. He's feeding.
Shoes.
And he's shoeing.
Yeah.
I just thought he was going, hey, how's the people?
How's the people? That's
how are they?
How are they doing?
No, how's the people?
Yes, as in H-O-U-S-E.
Yes.
They got us.
Yes.
Yeah.
How's the people?
It's like I goes inside. I get you.
Yes. It's exactly.
Yeah.
And I thought he was just being like, hey, how's the people?
Yeah.
They're living
good.
In the street. I can't be doing so great.
They're living
so
in the street.
Great.
That's
So how's the people?
Oh,
and then
God.
I thought, oh, my gosh, he's actually been saying house. House the people.
Anyway, dumber.
Felt that way.
We're right there with him, though.
Strong, baby, strong.
Yeah, how's the people?
Yes, how's the people?
Yeah.
That goes inside.
Yeah, yeah. Living in the
yeah, that's it. Goes,
go. How's
goes,
the
house.
Where's the people?
Where's the beef?
How's the people?
What?
Okay.
All right.
I'm good. I'm done. I'm going to try to start doing these now.
Okay.
Let me find Tony Mann's. Tony
All right. Mann. Oh, you want to do mine now?
Yeah.
I'm reaching back, too, on some of these. Like you, we were screwed up as kids.
Well, it was just, you know, first you're on AM radio for the most part.
Well,
it wasn't
there you
the
go.
Biggest clarity when it came to listening to these
monophonic,
things.
Right?
Monophonic,
yeah.
Compressed beyond belief.
True.
I mean, you can hear the jock go, "Hey, it's 11:55," and by the time it comes out, 11:55.
Right.
Yeah.
And the echo in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So true. So we add this all up. Plus, we're idiots. That goes in.
Well, there you go.
Without saying
music. We're not going to change the name of the episode here, are we?
No.
The Music Idiots?
We should.
Yeah. You want to start at the top here with...
I got Chicago.
You got all right, you can do Chicago.
That's
fine.
The one I have at the top.
That's fine. You can do that.
All right.
I wore this Greatest Hits album completely out.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're painting on the scaffold.
That's what they were doing. Yeah. And I was like, wow, these guys are pretty talented. They're singing and they're also doing some paint jobs.
On the side.
Yeah. But Just You and Me was one of those early 70 hits.
I love
this. It was so good.
One
it was
of
so
my,
good.
My favorite
but
Chicago
this,
big hit.
This is one of those lines I never understood it. I never did. To this day, I don't even know if these are really the words.
Okay.
But
oh, good.
I did
wait.
Look it up.
I can't wait.
But
here we go.
Go ahead and hit it. What?
I never knew any of that.
Okay. Those words there, to flow as one as love's reward.
Oh.
That's not what I heard.
What did you hear?
I didn't hear that. I heard to four as one as love's we want.
Wow.
What the hell does that mean?
It was a little math.
That's like Macbeth.
That was math.
Right.
Math.
I know, right? Yeah, here thinks. I am. I'm holding a piece of fruit.
Me thinks.
And
that
I'm
was
saying,
a,
yeah. 2-4 as one, as loves we want. And people in the theater are looking at me going, who the hell is this? And what is he saying?
Me thinks. Get me to a nunnery.
That's what I heard. See?
I never good. Knew what it was saying.
2-4 as one, as
never,
loves we want.
Never knew what they were saying.
No, I don't think they, to this moment, knew
I
what the hell they were saying.
I my way through that every time, and I love that song.
Yeah, I do too.
Did you know that song, Stephanie?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
No, no.
Just You and Me. You would, you know
yeah.
this
you
song.
You are
I know,
my love
yeah, I know Chicago.
Life.
I just don't know
yeah.
that song.
Yeah.
You know that song.
Yeah.
You are the love of my life.
You are my
yeah.
inspiration.
Oh,
okay.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely. Just, I do know it.
There
now.
You okay, go, see?
Because I told you that was
that
like
two for four, I don't know. Maybe at Popeye's.
Well, yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, there you go.
Because
with a biscuit.
Popeye's chicken from Popeye's.
That's it. That's it. All right.
You go to the next one. I'll find you.
Pick another one. Just
Johnny
hit one.
Rivers.
Oh yeah, I love this song.
Boom, be
I
down,
love this
be
song.
Down,
but if you really
down,
listen
down.
To it, if you really listen to it,
there's a man.
You might hear it a different way.
All right, so we're going to hear
hit it.
A little clip of Johnny
yeah,
Rivers
hit it.
Here.
Yep.
Secret Asian man. Secret Asian man.
Now, if you really listen
Asian
to that,
man.
It sounds like Asian.
See,
Asian. But it's
doesn't
agent,
it?
Right?
It does.
It's agent.
Yeah.
Oh. But you hear
Asian.
You see,
there's a man who lives a life of danger.
I always thought that song was so cool because it was very spy-esque. And secret agent man. But yeah, you listen to it, and it could be Asian.
Yes, it could.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 100% possibility.
Yep. Okay. Huh?
Next.
All right.
He's right up there with that other dude, Dwight Yoakam.
Oh, you big fan?
You don't like Dwight Yoakam?
We're not going to go there again.
Yeah, Kim doesn't like him either.
Mm-mm.
Guitars, Cadillacs. She's
ever
like,
since
what?
He did that to Carl and Sling Blade, I ain't liked him.
Well, oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, he was an ass in that.
Linda, just listen. He was pretending.
I know, but...
Yeah, but he really played it off well.
Oh, man.
Well.
You freaking retard.
Yeah.
I met him about a year after that movie came out.
And he was nothing like that, was he?
No, he's nothing like that. He's pretending.
Those biscuits came from Popeye's.
See?
Yes.
There you go.
You got some mustard on there.
Carl got the biscuits from Popeye's.
That's it.
I got mustard.
That's it.
Sporting Popeye's.
Mustard. A couple of them big ones.
Yep.
All right. I reckon I'm going to kill you. I'm going to call the Hearst.
That's it.
And I love the fact he called it a Hearst.
Yeah.
With a T at the end.
It was a Hearst.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Going to have to call the Hearst.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Here's Stephanie. She did it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think everybody was happy that he was killed toward the end of the movie.
Oh, that was the...
He took a whack at Weezer, man.
He did. And you heard it.
Yeah.
And you heard it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was,
yeah.
That was a good movie.
Yep. It was. Mm. Which one you hitting next there, Johnny?
The Grassroots.
You want to do the Grassroots?
Yes, because I've
always
loved
this. This is one of my favorites by them. This one in Temptation Eyes, I think.
Great bass line.
Pretty close. But the line in the Grassroots song, you want to hit that?
All right, Grassroots, here we go.
What?
I'm urgent, man.
What? See?
Oh!
She's hearing urgent, man, Asian, man. She's hearing all these guys.
Uh-huh.
Urchin.
I saw urchin.
Did you hear urchin?
Urchin as if like from Charles Dickens.
Yeah, that, no.
Or the sea urchin, street, like Ursula.
Yeah, nowhere near it. No, nowhere near it.
Street urchin from Nicholas Nickleby.
No, see, no. The line is, your soft, gentle motion, babe.
Nuh-uh.
That's nasty.
I'm
going to
play it again.
What?
Play it again.
Nasty.
That's it.
Soft, gentle motion, babe.
That's what it is.
Wow.
Your soft, gentle motion, babe.
I kind of swallowed the M there.
Babe. And
he
I mean that.
Your soft, gentle motion, babe.
Yeah. Well, okay.
You nailed that.
Yeah.
You
I know
did.
It.
I think his pants are too tight.
Yeah, it very well could be.
Wow. Yeah.
I never. No. Come on. We were kids. We never heard that shit. We did not hear that.
No.
The grassroots. What the hell are you singing about? I heard you're soft in my ocean bed.
Whoa.
That's what I heard.
Well, that's better. That's where
and here I'm a kid thinking about an ocean bed.
Well, that's
I mean,
Ursula
soft,
the sea urchin comes in.
Soft in my ocean bed.
We're not talking about the waterbed. Not doing it.
No.
Okay. I won't.
No.
I'm not allowed to talk.
Your soft, gentle motion, babe.
No.
I don't know.
I refuse to believe that one.
I know.
No.
I know.
That scarred my child for life.
Oh, Lord.
9 years old.
So what's left here?
I got Paul Simon. You have like some of my favorite songs on this list.
Paul Simon.
Yeah, Mother
this was
child.
Another one I never understood.
Well, I never understood
with
that
the mother
really.
And child reunion.
Anyway, here we go.
Yeah.
No, I would not give you false hope.
Okay, I knew that
I wouldn't
one.
Give you false hope.
I would not give you
that's
false
that's what you
hope.
Heard.
Yeah.
See, as a kid, I never heard false hope.
What did you hear?
No. I never heard, no, I would not give you false hope. I always heard, no, I would give a fossil.
All of
that's what I heard.
Tony studying Louis Leakey back in the day.
Yeah.
No, I would not give you false hope.
Okay. I would not give you a fossil.
Okay.
Or
that was back before they were watches.
Oh my.
There you go.
Ah.
Huh? Huh?
Yeah.
Put that in your Popeyes and smoke.
That's right.
All right. Okay.
And a biscuit on the side. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I like them biscuits.
You got some sweet tea.
Them largens.
Yeah. John's going to be talking like that the rest of the episode now. You know that, right?
I love
yeah.
It
weren't no bigger than your squirrel.
All right.
All right. I have a Paul McCartney on my list.
I got one too.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Take me down there. Junior's Farm.
Oh, you can't open the file.
What?
Don't tell me you can't open the file.
What is up with that?
I don't know, but I'm kind of pissed right now.
Yeah.
Because that could cause problems for the rest of it.
Well, yeah, it sure could.
Hang on a second here.
Okay, all right.
Hang on.
All right.
Went up off the sea lion ready to go.
There you go. You got it.
Sea lion.
Up jumped the sea lion ready to go.
Up popped a seal lion ready to go.
Okay.
I didn't hear that.
And what'd you hear?
No.
No?
I heard, I popped a seal. I'm ready to go.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Rated R, not a company without parent.
That's right.
Went up, caught the sea lion, ready to go.
I get it.
Yeah.
You get it?
I hear that.
Yeah, let's go down to Junior's Farm.
Yeah.
I've never heard the song, though.
Yes, you have.
I don't think I have.
Yes, you have.
Okay, Gerald.
You have heard this song. This song was one of Paul McCartney's biggest as a
let's
solo
go,
artist.
Let's go down to Junior's Farm where I want to get old. Low life,
see?
High life, oh, let's go.
There you go.
Take me down to Junior's Farm.
Karaoke John.
Take right me there. Down, Jimmy. No?
Yeah.
Nothing?
That you,
Bueller,
you heard.
Anything over there?
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, she's choking.
She's hacking up a lung.
Yeah, she's... That's what happened on her Junior's Farm. Yeah.
Okay, hey, why we got Junior's Farm? While
yeah.
we're talking about Junior's Farm.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
it's time to check the freak mail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
Leah.
Yeah.
Leah brings us.
She did, cousin Leah. She's in there.
Yeah.
With Junior's Farm.
So, yeah, here we go. She's Take Me Down to Junior Swamp.
Swamp, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she heard the swamp.
It was Take Me Down to Junior Swamp.
Swamp.
Yeah.
Yeah. I worry about my cousin sometimes.
I
mentioned that in previous episodes?
I love your cousin.
I do, too.
She is one of my favorite people.
I do,
people.
Too. Junior Swamp. You want to do Dwayne since you're on that
yeah,
email, too?
While we're there, if I can
yeah, husband
it.
Dwayne, he went with ZZ Top.
Oh, yeah.
That was his misheard.
Let me...
You
pull
got
this
it?
Up over here. My wallet's fat. Ain't got to worry.
My wallet's fat.
My wallet's fat.
Yeah, he didn't hear wallet.
No?
No. He said, I don't worry because my body's fat.
Hey, that could be my theme.
My wallet's fat.
Because I got 2% body fat.
That's it. Oh, da-da-da.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three chords and 50 years later.
Indeed.
ZZ Top.
Indeed.
And Leah even said, I can't believe it's 75 podcasts. Trust me, Leah, we can't either.
Man. In fact, we can summon up the courage to see each other that often.
I know, right?
Crazy.
Yep. We made it through.
We did. Thank you for your support, Leah. We love Leah.
You know, Lewis Turner, we had him on from First Coast News a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, our buddy.
He actually threw one in for Misheard Lyrics.
Okay.
He did. His was Break My Stride. That Matthew Wilder song.
Nobody gonna break my stride.
That's it.
Nobody gonna hold me down.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I got to keep on moving.
See, you know that one, don't you? There you go. Lou didn't hear that.
No?
No. I think Lou's got a problem, too. He says, ain't nothing gonna break my spine. Nobody's going to slow this clown. Oh, no. Man.
That's a tough childhood in South Carolina,
you know,
Lou.
All I did was write back Lou and say, ouch. That's what I wrote.
That's a tough childhood.
Thank you, Lewis.
Oh,
I hope your spine is intact, brother. That's what I hope you're all right. He's doing all right. Yeah.
How's the spinal?
That's it.
Living in the street. Where do we go?
You want to hit Paul, since Paul submitted quite a few of Misheard Lyrics?
We're going to go through a bit of Paul's.
And Paul, it was funny with Paul, too. He wrote his email, a mountain of Misheard Lyrics.
And it is.
And he's not kidding.
He's got a bunch. We're going to go to selected tracks.
Okay. Let's do that. What do you got?
I love I Wish. But we'll start with Kung Fu Fighting.
All right, we'll start with Kung Fu. All right.
As we always like to do, normally, like in the course of events, we start with Kung Fu Fighting.
Well, yeah.
Tony and I, we do Kung Fu moves.
Oh, yeah.
When we meet every time.
Oh, yeah.
It's always just a bunch of Kung
Fu.
Oh, yeah.
We're freaking Pat Morita.
I mean, y'all doing it right now. Hello, sit down. You need to sit down.
See? You want to see it again?
Yeah. See, watch.
That's how quick we are.
There it is.
Oh, want to see it again?
Bam.
You're going to end up in the ER.
Wax on, wax off.
Wax on,
Here's some, here, this is that.
A sudden motion made me skip. Now we're into a brand new trip.
Now, see, I never heard sudden motion.
Emotion made me skip.
I don't know what the hell he was talking about.
You got it, Linda. You nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A sudden motion made me skip.
Skip.
Now we're into a brand new trip.
Yeah. Anything to rhyme.
Paul heard. A sudden motion made me slip. Made me rip the manuscript.
What? What?
It's like it was filming a Kung Fu movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Manuscript!
I never thought of manuscript, but now that you said it.
Right. If you read that over that lyric.
Right.
There he goes.
It very well could be.
Makes me.
It's a damn manuscript. In the middle of Kung Fu fighting.
Filming a Kung Fu movie.
Wow. That takes talent.
And a manuscript. I keep seeing Elvis doing it.
Elvis
loved this Kung Fu stuff.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah.
Remember?
Listen, I got a black belt.
Hey, there you go. And a mayonnaise sandwich.
I got a karate. Oh, no. Oh, bad Elvis movie. Bad Elvis movie. He's doing karate in the worst.
Was there a good one?
No. There was. Jailhouse Rock was good.
Okay.
And when he was kind of thicker.
He was thick.
Yeah.
And he's doing, and then it's so funny because Elvis is taking on the bad guys.
Oh,
and
geez.
There's like five of them, of course.
Oh, jeez.
And you would think Elvis couldn't clean a table, much less a room of five guys.
Mm-hmm.
But he's there and he's Elvis, so he gets to do it in a movie. Chuck Norris, he ain't. And so he starts messing with the five guys are going to come up to him, you know. And here's the one thing about when they have those crowds of people fighting one guy, why don't they all just jump on him at once?
Well, because they want to watch.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
They could have all jumped on him at once and it'd have been over, game over.
Right.
But no, they take them on one at a time. And so Elvis starts
that
doing
producer.
I know, right?
He starts doing karate and they go.
Oh, God.
Hey,
I thought he was going to split his suit open.
He knows karate. Hey, that's karate. As if like that's the first time anybody's ever seen somebody use
it. They had to describe it was karate?
Hey, that's karate. And they all run.
Oh, my God.
Because Elvis knew karate.
Oh, my God.
Man, I cleared that room, baby.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I'm clearing that room.
Cleaned it.
Just like I was burning butter or something.
And then he goes into burning love?
Oh,
maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After... Love and mine.
Whew.
Yeah.
I get him off on a tangent, don't I?
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
We are the kings of tangents.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
We
divert.
It.
We have detours all the way through the episodes.
That's right.
We do.
It was like I-95 going through Jersey.
Y'all get on board. We're going on to the next one.
That's it.
Oh, my gosh.
What you want to do for the love of money?
Who next? Yeah.
With Paul?
Yeah.
All right.
OJ's. There we go. All right, the OJs say, how many things?
How many things have I heard you say?
Okay.
You got that line?
Got yeah. To have it.
There. Here we go.
How many things have I heard you say?
Oh, I've always gotten that.
How many things have I heard you say?
Yep.
I thought I heard dicks.
Of course you did.
Linda.
When did you hear that?
Always thinking.
Okay, it's coming in. But Paul heard.
Yeah.
You thought how many dicks?
Yeah, that's what she heard.
Because she felt it in there, and then she went to the next lyric that said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course she did.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of rhymes. It rhymes with what Paul was hearing. How many tickets have I heard you say? It sounded like two syllables.
What are we at the fair? Come on over, be next.
Well, I don't know, better than where Linda is. And if that's happening at the fair, I don't want to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, but then speaking of fair, you know a great Elvis movie.
Yeah.
Roustabout.
Oh, jeez.
Where he plays a carny.
Is that with Anne Margaret?
No,
is that the one?
That's the one with Barbara Stanwyck.
Oh. Yeah,
and she goes, she owned the carnival. Why don't you join the carnival? And Elvis says, all right, well, I ain't biting the heads off no chickens.
Oh, my God.
You don't bite the heads off all
this shit. How do you do that? Wow.
Was she the mama on Big Valley?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
she was,
there you go.
She's so pretty.
And ding, ding.
She had an incredible career before that. I just thought she started on Big Valley and Roustabout. And she was in, like, Double Indemnity with Fred McMurray, one of the great movies ever. She had a hell of a career before that. Yeah.
And my three. There you go. See?
Oh, that's right. Oh, hi, Chip.
Yeah. Hi, Chip.
Hi, Chip.
Hi, Chip.
The nerd son.
The whole house could be falling down.
Hi, Chip.
He would be really pissed off going, oh, okay.
Yeah.
He was the most
late. The house and is smoldering.
It's smoldering. And Uncle Charlie, you better get a fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
Get a fire extinguisher.
He was Fred Mertz, wasn't he?
No, that was William Demarest played Fred Mertz.
Yeah.
Played Uncle Charlie.
William Frawley.
Yeah, William Frawley was on. Yeah.
He was more of a down here.
Yeah.
That's right.
Rick.
Wow.
And William Frawley showed up in, what was that movie? One of my favorite movies.
I don't know.
I watch it every year.
Was it about a fish?
No.
That's Barney.
Yeah.
That was Mr. Limpet.
Oh, wow.
Bill Frawley was in.
What was he in?
He was in Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, yeah, he was, wasn't he?
He's the guy who's nodding to the judge about which way to go.
That's right.
He's running for office.
And Bill Frawley says, yeah.
You know what you need to do.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't remember that.
Wow. See?
I watch it every year.
Well, you need to watch it again.
They're in the courtroom.
Yeah. In the courtroom.
In the courtroom scene.
The old one?
There's only one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's only one.
Oh, you didn't like the one with Natalie Wood?
That's the one.
Matilda.
That's the original one.
Oh, Matilda. The girl I'm thinking is Matilda.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Natalie Wood is the one and only, because that was real.
Okay.
That was Kris Kringle as himself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See, it's real.
Are we doing I Wish next?
Yes. I love this one.
This is good.
Yeah, okay.
Paul makes me, well, I always wondered about Paul anyway.
But now we know.
But now that we see these lyrics, yeah.
Now we know.
Now we know.
Mama gives you money. Not yet. Here we go.
Yep.
After Chuck is through.
No, that's
after
not the
church
part.
Church and school.
Huh?
Huh? Oh, that's what we ought to do. We're going to make it a game show now.
Yeah, here we go.
We're going to bring two people
what?
In.
Yeah. That's the name of it. You heard
I have to
what?
Say it when I think it or I forget it. So there you go.
No, the line is you trade yours for candy. Yeah. I don't know what the rest of that is.
After church is through.
Oh. After church is through.
Yeah, you trade yours
for candy.
Well,
he's awfully angry singing about church that way. Yeah, but he's like, argh.
Well, he's just being...
he didn't want to give away his candy.
That's what it is. He's pissed about the candy thing.
He should have prayed harder.
That's what it was.
Mama gives you money for Sunday school. Okay. We're sucking in school?
No, that's
for Sunday school.
Sunday school.
Mama gives you money to go to Sunday school. Normally, like, you would probably do the collection or
but
something
Paul
like that.
Heard.
Paul heard.
You trade your spaghetti. And I can hear that now that I'm reading it.
Paul says.
You trade your spaghetti. That's what he heard.
Do it one more time. I
want to
hear it one more time.
He's going to hear it again. Yeah. Linda's not convinced.
You trade your spaghetti. You trade your
spaghetti. Okay.
See, I'd be pissed if they were trading spaghetti because being Italian, it's like, okay,
yeah.
I don't want to give away my pasta.
Is that the pasta or pasta in the sauce? Because that's a different story.
There is. And don't call it gravy.
Don't call it gravy.
No.
For crying out loud, call it Italian gravy.
Yeah.
Well, the other mama might have had better marinara. I would want to trade.
There you go.
Oh.
Marinara is good.
Marinara is good. Mm-hmm. You got a point.
Or that Italian gravy.
Baby girl makes it.
No, it's not gravy. Don't that's Jersey okay. shit. I think that gravy.
Stephanie, you'll be leaving in a minute.
Yeah.
I don't. I never call it gravy.
Up north they did, but I'm from up north, but I never heard gravy. Never.
When did you hear it?
Brown or white
sauce?
Yes.
Always heard it as sauce.
When did you start hearing it as gravy?
Other people.
Mm. Oh, there ain't no black gravy, is there?
They started talking about
brown and white.
Brown gravy and white gravy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, the white gravy is sausage gravy, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
It's called sawmill gravy.
Sawmill, I'm sorry. You're
down south. It's sawmill gravy.
Yeah, I know. I knew that, but I just it didn't come out.
I was just kind of explaining it for people hearing it, too.
Oh, right.
I knew you knew.
Longhorns used to have it, but they took it off the menu.
Well, damn them.
They need to bring it back.
Cracker Barrel still gets some.
Kim says their sawmill is so good you can eat it with a truck parked on your foot. That's what she always says.
At Cracker Barrel?
I like it.
Yeah, she likes
truck
that.
I like the chicken and rice.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's so good you could eat it with a truck parked
that's
on your foot.
That's a great
foot.
Line.
Dadgum, that must be some good stuff. You got a fake foot.
Yeah, but that shit hurts.
You got a cast on your foot.
Yeah, but well, man,
if you got
good.
A cast, yeah. Wearing about, what, two shoes, three shoes?
A prosthetic leg.
Hey, there you go. You'd never feel that.
I mean.
Trying to get discounts at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. No.
Plus,
no sponsor.
That's true.
So there you go.
Please, Cracker Barrel. Yeah. Please. Listen, I tried to use your app about 18 times and it never worked. So please, Cracker Barrel, help me out. And I even drove there. That's how bad I wanted it.
Hit me.
I kept trying that. So, and you get done with the whole order.
Yeah.
And, oops. Don't you hate those?
And you get bailed.
And it's like a 30-minute order.
They kick you out.
And then at the very end, pay here. Oops.
Yeah.
Something went wrong. I said, oh, I ain't saying oops.
Yeah.
Oops is not the word I'm thinking.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The next one, we're going down to Steppenwolf.
Okay. Born to be wild.
Born to be wild.
Oh.
I heard something different, too, on this one.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
This is Born to be Wild. Do you know that song, Stephanie?
I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that one she knows.
Here we go.
I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder.
There we go.
I always heard that. It's the line before a heavy metal thunder.
Me
I didn't
too.
Get. I don't get that.
I thought he was.
What'd you hear?
I thought I like smoking nitrin. Like it was some kind, you know, it was the drugs again in the 60s.
Well, yeah.
And they're in California and they're all drugged out.
Well, they were tripping all the time.
I like licking nitrin.
Yeah.
Like nitrin is some drug
what
I didn't know
nitrin?
When I was. Well, I didn't know. I'm seven. Like I'm supposed
right,
to be.
We're supposed to know what nitrin is.
Well versed on all the drugs in California. I like licking nitrin.
Well, no, I never heard that. I don't know what the hell I heard, but I heard heavy metal thunder.
I did hear heavy metal thunder.
I heard that.
Paul heard
every bit of thunder.
Every bit of thunder.
Which, you know, that makes it's.
But as he said, he missed the origin of a genre of music.
Yeah,
because that's where first time we ever heard the phrase heavy metal.
Heavy metal thunder
came from that song.
Yeah. Now this next one.
Yep.
Oh my God! Yeah.
And licking nitrin. I like smoke and lightning.
No, it's not.
I like smoking lightning.
No, it's not.
I like smoking lightning.
Oh,
you hear it now, don't you?
John Kay, he's just.
I like smoking lightning, and then he goes from lightning to thunder.
Well,
it makes sense.
And yeah. Okay.
How do you smoke lightning?
Well, exactly. How do you do that?
Well, it was the 60s, honey.
John can show you.
You weren't alive.
Yeah.
I can show you.
But Paul's next.
I wasn't even alive.
Paul's next one. Good Lord. How many did Paul send us? 80?
Yeah.
He's got a list that's as long as my freaking arm over
here.
I
skipped to Hey 19.
Oh, okay, because the next one would have been really good, because I don't understand shit in that song.
Which one?
Chucky's in Love.
Oh.
Hey, boy.
Yeah. She's got a sock in her mouth.
With a pancake.
And she's singing all the way through it. It's like, take the sock out, please.
I don't know. She just sings that way.
Well, yeah.
That's
she's
just,
hanging
that's
out with Stevie Nicks. That's what it is.
And you know who she used to date?
No telling.
Tom Waits.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Let's not go there.
They were good friends.
That's of course they were.
And I would love to hear a duet.
No, I wouldn't.
I wish.
No, I don't want to hear that. I could go my whole life without hearing that.
Is he underwater?
Do you need water?
No, I said, is he underwater?
Yeah, he very well could be.
Yeah. He's got all kind of props.
Hey, 19. He didn't understand this next line. Oh, my God, I understood this line.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my.
I
in 1980, I truly understood this line.
Oh, trust me.
I truly did.
We did.
Yes.
Here we go.
The Cuervo Gold.
Oh, yeah.
The Fine Gold Mafia.
Yeah, the Cuervo Gold.
And what do you hear next?
The Fine Colombian.
Oh, something about fine come in you.
No, the Fine Colombian. In other words, that was what they were smoking.
Oh.
The Cuervo Gold.
Drinking and smoking.
And the Fine Colombian.
But that's not what Paul heard.
It's like the whole idea of that song is that that she's 19. They get they don't know anything.
I have no idea what I
But they can all smoke and drink and do things. Do you know that song at all?
Hey, never 19? Heard it before in my life.
Hey, 19.
Never heard it before in your life?
You do know that.
You have
really?
Well,
then these little bits that I don't know the words to.
Oh, right. Right. She turns on Yacht Rock, she'd hear all of it.
You haven't shopped at Publix.
She'd hear all of it.
I have on my car's Yacht Rock.
Yeah.
I love Yacht Rock.
Uh-huh. You don't
rock,
listen.
Baby.
No more Tony Man Radio.
How it
it's
starts.
All Yacht Rock now.
I can't get it on my car. Uh-huh. Get it on my car and I'll
okay. All right. That's
Here's
how it starts.
You know the song.
You've heard
hey,
this.
19.
You've heard this. No?
Hey, 19. That's
a one-hit wonder.
Franklin.
No.
I'm kidding.
No,
I'm kidding.
It was not a one-hit wonder. Steely Dan.
Was, faces.
That's
they had
funny.
A decade no. of hits. They did.
Okay.
We play it in the car.
Hey, okay. Hey, 19.
Educate me, Mama.
Yeah. There you go.
You're blaming Mom for that one.
Yeah, she should.
Well, the Cuervo Gold and the Fine Colombian is not what Paul heard.
That's not what he heard.
No, he didn't.
No. Here we go with Paul.
The Cuervo Gold.
This is the part he didn't get right here.
The pine cone running.
No. What does that mean?
It's a Steely Dan lyric, so it might.
But what does that mean?
He's probably on a hill. And his Cuervo and his like, is rolling with the pine cone.
His pine cone's running.
He dropped his bottle.
Or he's drank his tequila and he looks down and sees things inanimate objects moving. Pine cone running.
Okay.
It sprouted legs.
Maybe Paul was on the Colombian and he's thinking of pine cones running and he just got totally confused.
I think that's what happened.
That's what happened.
I got one more. I got the Sly, the one at the bottom.
Oh, great song.
Man, and it's one I
if
have my
you want me to stay.
I have my own. I have my own.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go.
Of course.
Oh, man. Hang on, right there. Those 4 seconds, everybody in this room stoned.
Boom, 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 boom.
You automatically get stoned when you hear those first.
Yeah, you do.
That was Baby Girl.
Yeah. If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you.
Available for you to see.
Oh,
very
stop
good.
It.
Very good.
Well done.
Yes. What do I win?
Yeah.
A new car.
You get the home edition.
Yeah, you get a copy of the home game.
That's right, the home game.
Lovely parting gifts.
Yes.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today.
As Paul says, to be the bailiff of you to see. He knew Sly had drug issues.
How the hell do you hear bailiff in
that? He knew Sly had drug problems with the law.
Well, yeah, Sly still does. As a matter of fact, Sly is probably in front of a bailiff right now.
I know.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Is this a male or a female singing this?
Male.
Okay.
Yes.
Sly still.
Sly has got.
I'm sorry, you don't know who this is?
What an incredible voice.
Listen, these boys are older than me. Okay.
Hey. Not by much, dear. Not by much.
This is 1974. Or 73.
73. Yep.
And
just missed the top 10.
I
was 9.
I never knew. I was what, 13? 12.
I was 9.
I was 9.
It's a deal.
I was 12.
Yeah, she's everywhere. I was 9.
I'll be around today. I thought it was to be a favor for you to see. So I never knew available. Never knew.
Available.
When I learned it was when Paul sent that in.
But bailiff?
Like a favor for you to see.
Yeah.
What's that? That doesn't make any sense either.
I know it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
It was. We'll just blame it on the drugs.
There you go.
Or the rain.
Oh, you could do that. But then they take your Grammy away.
Or the alcohol. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. Before we get to Linda's, I think we have one more. Not Kim's. With Kim's at the end, like normal. But
okay, help me find it.
Anna.
Oh, Anna, new
Anna's person. A first-timer.
Hi, Anna.
Anna Banana.
And I love...
she works at Channel 4.
I love Amy Mann, and I love Till Tuesday.
Yeah.
And they have some of my favorite songs.
I like Till Tuesday.
Well, if you want to go ahead and hit that hit that line, I'll tell you all about it. I see you know that one, don't you?
Uh-huh. You know Voices Carry.
Yeah.
She knows it.
That was 80.
Oh, it is Voices Carry.
It's Voices Carry.
This is scary? Is that
well,
what she
hold
thought?
On.
Is that
Wait
what she
a minute.
Thought?
Anna said, so when I was young, before the titles popped up on the radio, the name of the song, I thought the lyrics to the song was, Oh, Josh, leaving downtown was so scary.
Wow.
That's good. I like
yeah.
that.
We got to make a song out
Josh.
Of that.
We very well could. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Leaving downtown.
Yeah. That's
it's
really
so
good.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah, that's 100%.
Well done, Anna.
Yes, you go, girl.
Yeah.
100% agree that well that could
done.
Easily be that.
Mm-hmm. Well done. Yes.
Man. You know, my favorite kind of a deep cut from them. It wasn't a deep cut. They had a video, I think, to
it. I was going
to
say they only had one hit. Well, so everything else was a deep cut.
Well, you're right. But what was that song? Coming Up Close? Remember that song?
Vaguely.
Oh, man.
Let me look.
Beautiful
wait.
Harmonies.
Oh, I got to look now.
Coming Up Close. Till. Everything sounds like welcome home, come home.
Till. Yeah. Tuesday. Where the hell is
oh,
Till?
Oh, by the way. That came out 86, 87.
There it is. Coming Up Close, 87.
Wow.
Yeah, I went to 59.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of
Coming
my favorite of the 80s. We did that in a band.
She wrote that. Amy Mann wrote that.
Great song.
She did.
Mm. Great song. And you know, yeah. My former.
Any relations?
No relation whatsoever.
My former boss went on a date with her.
Who was that?
Matheny. Kevin Matheny.
Oh, yeah.
When he was a VH1.
Well, yeah, because he had titles,
exactly.
And he was living in New York.
Right.
He was a hot shit at the time.
And
he's like,
yeah,
I need to
like,
hang out with him.
I'll go. Yeah, sure, let's go.
I'll go anywhere with you. I'll go get some sawmill gravy if you want.
Well, exactly.
Park a truck on my foot and I'll eat the damn
thing. She's married to Michael Penn.
Michael Penn?
She's married to Michael Penn.
Yeah.
Amy Mann is.
How about that?
Married to Michael Penn.
Okay.
Who the hell's Michael Penn?
Sean Penn's brother.
Sean Penn's brother.
He did the song.
I thought he committed suicide.
Michael Penn?
Sean Penn's brother committed suicide. He was on Footloose.
Maybe it was another brother.
Had to be.
Okay.
Oh, his name was Willard.
No, we're close.
The rat.
No.
Oh, yeah.
The rat.
I could see how you made that mistake.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, but they sang. They did a beautiful job of, they did a Beach Boys tribute.
Oh, did they?
Well, they did one song. It was a tribute to Brian Wilson.
Yeah.
And it was one of those TBS things that were made for TV kind of thing.
Okay.
And it was so good. That's when Vince Gill came out and sang Surf's Up.
Yeah.
And Michael Penn and Amy Mann did I Guess I Just Wasn't Made for These Times. And they had to split it, of course, because there's Brian Wilson's range is crazy.
Yeah.
And so Michael Penn sings the main part, and then Amy comes in. Oh, it'll grab you. It's a good one.
It's a good one. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
All right. Shall we really like hit this and
thank you,
and go
Anna.
Into Linda's misheard lyrics?
I think we need
Are we strapped in for the ride of our lives?
Are we strapped in for the ride of our lives?
But
first!
Oh, you want to do rapid fire. Okay.
I got a rapid fire
for
you.
All right, we'll go.
All right, since we're doing misheard lyrics, I'm going to give you lyrics. You just tell me what song it is.
Oh, here we go.
And I'm giving you the year.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is it coming through so loud?
I don't know. It's killing me over here.
Because I had these messed up.
Yeah, well, you can kill it if you want.
That's just louder than all crap.
It's coming out of the cue speaker over here.
I know.
That's why.
What? I can't hear you.
See, exactly.
I got it. Thank you.
Thank you for helping with that.
The state-of-the-art equipment
That's
I'm working
right.
on
Yeah,
over
I was
here.
Gonna say, is that tin can with the string still in the studio?
Yeah, I had to get some more chewing gum to keep it tight. All right, here we go.
All right.
1971.
Oh, dear God.
I could never see tomorrow, but I was never told about the sorrows. These are all number one hits.
Of course they are. But if I can't hear them.
I know.
When you give me lyrics like this and there's nothing else going on, I can't remember a damn thing.
Okay, we'll go
Can
to the next
one.
Can
you sing it like how it's supposed to be?
No.
No.
Because that's why it's tough.
Yeah,
you don't know this one, Linda?
It's a Bee Gees song.
Yeah, it is. What song is it? I could never see tomorrow, but I was never told about the sorrows.
Mend a Broken Heart?
Yes.
Don't hate.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay, another number one hit from 1971.
All right, go.
All my memories gather round her.
Yes.
Miner's lady, stranger to blue water.
Yeah. That's John Denver, Take Me Home, Country
yes!
Roads.
Take me home.
Whew.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by.
This would be a lull. That's what that would be.
This is what we call in the business a lull.
Yeah, no, dead air is what
yes,
we call
it's,
it.
It's true. Normally, if we have this, somebody scrambling into the studio.
I know the song, but give it
I
to
know.
Me again.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by.
Melissa Melissa Etheridge, come to my window.
No, 1970.
I'm kidding. I don't know. This is before my time.
She's filling up
it
dead
is.
Air.
I'm
She's
sorry. I know. This is.
No,
this
but
is.
That, yeah, that would have been good in the 90s. That was yeah. perfect.
That was me. Very good.
Absolutely.
It's a very good guess.
All right.
This was an R&B band.
Yeah.
It was one of their last number ones. Not their last number one, but their maybe their next to last number one.
Wasn't the Manhattans, was it?
No. Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, I must be a lucky guy. That help?
No.
Keep it going. We'll get it.
No.
We'll get it.
I'll tell you what it helps. My headache. That's what it helps. God, for some Tylenol.
I'm not going to do the next one then.
Why?
Okay. I'm not giving you the next line. I'm just skipping
oh,
to
no,
the next
no.
song.
Oh, no, no. Get the hell out of that song.
Okay. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana.
Ew.
What?
I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I thought that was a gimmick. That was not a giveaway, I guess. I'm sorry.
It must be a big old bandana.
I pulled my harpoon.
Which is this is kind of, a harpoon is kind of a
Monica?
It's a name for
yeah.
a harmonica.
Harmonica.
Yeah.
Okay.
I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana.
So it's got to be somebody that plays a harmonica, okay?
Uh-huh.
Guys, we got this.
I like Stephanie's turning this yeah. into Crack the Case.
It is.
This is like a CSI episode.
It's become a team effort.
Is it Bruce Springsteen?
No, but it's a very literate songwriter, and he didn't have the hit with it. A woman who just passed away, not recently, but passed away when that song came out, had the number one hit with it. And she had just passed away in that
Eric
song.
Eric Clapton?
No.
I don't know.
She had a number one hit. Or it was a posthumous number one hit. She died in 1970.
Oh, it's a female.
And and she was one of the bigger names of the time. And she died at, I think she was 27, like a lot of them were. She died at age 27, I think.
Oh.
Janis Joplin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what song?
Yep.
That would have been
my
harpoon
Piece of My Heart.
Out of my dirty red bandana.
Not Piece of My Heart.
Singing song while Bobby sang the
yeah,
blues.
Yeah, me and Bobby McGee.
Me and Bobby McGee. All right, do you want to go to 1983?
I need a drink.
Are you done?
Okay,
let's open that bottle that's over there. What do you got? What do you got?
1983. Okay. They're not number ones, but they were big hits.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Some of these might be number ones. I don't
okay.
know.
There might be. Yeah.
I walk along these city streets you used to walk along with me.
Yes. Always something there to remind me.
Yes.
Yes.
Naked Eyes.
Yep.
I can't get to sleep. I think about the implication.
You can't. That's a Men at Work.
Yes. Which
that's,
one?
Who Can It Be Now? Isn't it? No, I can't get to sleep.
I think about the implication.
Oh, yeah, the other one.
Day after day.
Oh, shit, it's on the Cargo album.
Yes. First,
Overkill.
First hit, yes.
God. Very good. I can remember the damn album. I can't think of the name of the song. What the hell is wrong with me? Jeez, I need help. Open that bottle, for God's sake. Oh, man. Well, since you're doing rapid fire, I mean, if you really want to.
All right, let's do it. Know. Oh, you want to know some of those?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead and tell me.
No, we got them.
So I can be pissed at myself.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by.
I know the song.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by.
Dun, dun, oh, dun, 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 dun.
I know it.
Yeah.
You got the...
Yeah.
Bruce Willis sang it too, didn't he?
No.
You're
such a lovely, lucky guy to have a girl like her.
Yeah. That was a bunch of men.
Temptations.
Yes.
Just my imagination.
Yes, indeed. Running away.
Now you
with
gave me.
Me
half the freaking song.
That's okay.
Imagination.
Once again.
See? Here's the backup girls.
I know it. That was awesome.
I know. It's
I
great.
Don't have
isn't it?
That. You normally don't sing along.
Well,
with
duh.
Them. Okay. Here
yeah.
It's
yeah.
time for rapid fire.
No, and I sure don't sound like the backup girls.
He's like, hi, doll.
I know. How you doing?
Hi, doll.
Shall we go get a beer?
Let's go get a beer.
Top 10 or not, John?
A frosty mug. Okay, I'm ready.
Heard it in a love song.
No.
Correct. Earache My Eye.
I hope not, but I think it was.
It was.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. That's the only top 10. That's all I'm giving you there.
Okay.
Who did the song Heard 'Em Say in 2005?
No idea. Heard 'Em Say?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Ah, I'm surprised you don't.
Well,
you'll find out why
was it
in a
country?
Second. No.
Now, my toe five, man. It was between my daughter listening to that stuff and my son and all that.
All right.
So
all right.
Know.
Who sang these? Listen to Your Heart.
Roxette.
Yes. Listen Like Thieves.
In Excess?
Yes. The Motown version of Stop, Look, and Listen.
Listen to your heart, hear what it's saying, love. I know that song. The Motown version? I know Marvin and Diana did a version.
They did a version of that. Yep. But that was Stop, Look, Listen. This is Stop, Look, and Listen. That's good. That's the difference.
Is it a different song?
Yes.
Stylistics, I thought, did.
No.
No. Stop, Look, and Listen. Don't remember who did it.
Okay. How about Can't You Hear Me Knocking?
The Stones?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Motown version, Supremes.
Man, I don't know.
Stop,
that
Look,
song.
And Listen.
Was that ever a single?
Have to look it up.
I missed that one.
Yeah. The song Heard Him Say. This is why I'm surprised you don't know
Gotcha.
Kanye and Adam Levine.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought you'd get it off of Kanye.
No, I didn't. I didn't recall that one.
Eric, My Eye Went to 9.
Yeah.
Believe that shit?
I remember seeing
that somewhere.
It was
payola. Had to be payola. They were doing comedy shows or something.
Yeah,
they were putting Colombian in the mail and, you know.
The fine Colombian.
That's right. With Make the, Tonight a Wonderful
with the
Thing.
Cuervo Gold.
And Heard It in a Love Song went to 14.
They wrote it in pine cones.
It's pine cones.
There's that damn pine cone rolling again.
Rolling.
Up oh, my God. Make rolling. It stop rolling.
Rolling
it
with a pine
with
cone.
Colombian.
I know.
Oh, the Colombian and the rolling with the pine cone.
That's right.
That's crazy talk.
It is crazy talk. All right, speaking of crazy talk, here's Linda's misheard lyrics.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Linda's and Stephanie's and her bad girl group.
And the whole family.
And my baby daddy, he contributed.
Oh, G-Dog did too, huh?
No, my baby daddy.
Oh, your
daddy.
Baby daddy.
No, not my daddy.
Oh, gotcha.
See, they get it real, actually, my husband does do this to me all the time.
Does he?
I'll say, Daddy, at dinner, will you pass me the salt? And my husband is the one to reach for it. I'm like, now we're making this awkward.
Ah. Yes.
He wants to be her daddy.
Ah.
But he my baby daddy.
I gotcha.
Call me daddy.
I gotcha.
Call me daddy.
All right. So where should we start?
I've got five of Linda's hooks, and then I got the Garth.
Yeah.
And then I think you did add
You got Toby
one.
Keith?
You sent Toby, yeah.
Yeah.
I do have that.
Yep. Well, I think the first one was Madonna, maybe.
I got I Like a Virgin?
That's
yeah.
That's what I grew up on.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Here we go.
Yep. Here we go.
So we'll get a little clip of what we're doing.
Like a virgin.
Woo! Bump, bump, bump.
Touch for the very first time.
Touch for the very first time.
Yes.
That's the lyric. But Linda heard.
Linda?
What did Linda hear?
That's one of your girls that gave it to
me. Oh, that was one of the girls?
Madonna?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, did they? Oh.
Oh, my.
Oh.
I can tell you what it was if you don't know where it is.
What was it?
It was Touch for the 31st time.
Oh! That was your daddy.
That was your daddy.
More like Madonna.
Yeah.
Touch for the 31st time.
Yeah, I believe that with Madonna. Yeah. Something tells me that very well could have been.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It very well could have been.
1 week.
Thank God it was at 9.
ABBA. Who had ABBA?
Gerald.
Okay. Ooh. Thank you.
Y'all in sync.
How about that? Nice job. We didn't even rehearse that.
No.
The correct line, you can dance, you can jive,
you can
having
drive.
The time of your life.
Okay. What did somebody hear?
G-Dog, right?
Children dancing, children die, having the time
of
their lives. That is dark.
That's dark.
Man.
It doesn't get much darker than that.
Your daddy been in a mood.
I didn't think an ABBA song would go that dark.
Killed for the 31st time.
And then to say.
Wow, children die.
Wow, children die. Children dancing, children die.
Wow.
Having the time of their lives. Really?
Well, you know, ABBA went through a dark time.
Well, hey. They sure as hell did.
Evidently.
According to this.
Evidently, yes.
Yeah, according to this. Who had the Backstreet Boys?
I think that was me.
I want it that way.
There you go.
It was me, I think.
John was a Backstreet Boy.
I was.
Yeah.
You was?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
95.
You was?
I had to quit and Howie took my place.
Howie did. That damn Howie.
I don't even know the guys in the band. I remember Howie.
Yeah. Well, who don't? So the line with the Backstreet Boys, you got the hook for that?
Yeah.
Tell me why it ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why.
Yeah, ain't nothing but a heartache. That's the correct line.
Who heard it differently?
I can't remember.
Well, the Backstreet, this says tummy why, like belly, tummy why.
Tummy why.
Yeah, ain't nothing but a fart, hey.
What?
Oh.
That was Linda.
I know. It had to be Linda. Yeah, it had to be.
Tummy why.
Yeah.
Tummy why.
Ain't nothing but a fart. Hey. Hey, you wrote this to me. I mean, come on.
That's from her daddy. Uh-huh. She's from G-Dog.
Okay. G-Dog. G-Dog's got some issues too, doesn't he?
We might need an intervention.
Nope.
She's not going there. She was going to and decided,
almost,
I better not.
Almost went there.
Yeah. I better not.
She got right to the precipice of doing something really bad.
Exactly. Yeah.
He made me send an email.
He made me send the email. He held her at gunpoint.
Oh, man.
And said, send the damn email.
Hit send, woman. Hit send.
Hit it.
Actually, he was holding a donut. You want this donut?
Oh, see? There you go. Lord. It took a Krispy Kreme to get it done.
Well,
there you
whatever go. It takes.
Another no sponsor. Anyway. all right, so who had Pablo Cruz?
Oh, that was me, but I can't, because I heard it in the car.
Oh, you did?
But I got to.
Let's okay. hear what it says.
All right, Pablo Cruz.
Won't you get
Love will find a way.
Oh, there's something about a hole.
Yeah, that's it.
Keep your hole open.
Yeah, keep your
hole open.
So keep your heart open is the correct line. And you say.
Keep your hole open.
Keep your hole open, and love will find a way.
Let's Lord, do it again.
I have mercy.
Play it again, John.
Rated R.
Yeah.
Under 17, not admitted without a parent or guardian.
That's remember right. You made me go in the dark hole with Donny Osmond.
Open Friday.
That's right.
Okay, here we go. Where are they?
I don't. Where's Pablo? They leave?
He went in the hole.
Hey, oh.
Donny Osmond.
All right. So keep your heart open. No,
I've heard that song for 50 years. I've never heard hole.
And now I'm going to hear
right?
it. I'm going to hear it for the next 50.
You a lie.
No, you a lie.
You a lie.
Girl.
Oh my.
John hears it.
Don't I don't hear hole.
John, my daughter hears
John,
it. Stevie
John's very quick
it.
To defend himself. I don't hear hole.
But did you hear dick?
No, Paul heard that. And something that rhymed with it.
Magic.
yes. Oh, yeah, that old episode.
Oh, and now Ozempic is selling it.
They
they're
are.
Using, they're using that great song.
I know.
I thought it
yeah.
was
magic.
I thought yeah. it was going to be ruined just by Linda. But yeah. no, now a weight loss product has now ruined another song.
I know,
mine,
right?
That I love.
Yeah. Well, Magic, you know, Pilot needed some money.
Yeah, whoever
so
owned the
So Big Farm came through,
yeah.
and Pharma. There you go.
God bless.
Yeah, Big Pharma.
All right, now we got.
Who had Waterfalls?
Me.
Oh, what are
okay.
you? I don't have
TLC?
Waterfalls.
No.
TLC.
I don't have Waterfalls.
You don't have Waterfalls?
Well,
I sent it to you.
I've got Anka on this.
Oh,
on this
dear
one.
God. Paul Anka. Oh, of course that was yours. I knew that was yours. After reading it, I knew it was yours.
Yeah, but bad enough. That song, gosh, I can't.
I know. I had to really cringe through this.
So you're listen, moving y'all set to me. Up. Me. You set me up, and I had to come through for y'all.
I didn't set up with Paul
you.
Freaking so Anka.
Microsoft's pretty good. It said can't open that file.
Oh, good from. Thank you, Microsoft. Woohoo! Thank you. The line in the Paul Anka song.
I'm gonna try it again.
Okay, you
gonna
try?
Oh, it says cannot open.
Oh, well, there you go.
Wow.
See, it's so explicit.
No, it's just bullshit. That song. That's why.
It is. It is awful.
Sorry. It's an awful song.
Oh, you have enough, baby.
Odia Coates.
I don't want it enough.
She's singing background, but when they're on stage together, she's way like
she is
backstage.
Off, she is
almost.
Off.
I ain't having your baby.
Almost
she's,
getting coffee.
She
she's that
sitting,
far off.
She's sitting like almost in the first row.
Yeah.
She is that off stage when Paul Anka's singing.
That was
his
ego.
He can't even share a stage with the woman. Who's
that was his ego.
That song.
Yeah. Yeah. But the line in the song was the need inside you, so you can only imagine, you know.
Yeah, I know, yeah. And I'm guessing it's not need.
Me inside you.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
me
the,
inside you.
I thought it maybe had more to it.
Yeah. No, we don't need more to it, do we?
We just know that it's me inside you.
I mean.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, we're done. I mean, there you go. In, out, done, sleeping. Done.
There you go. Right there.
Right there. Do you have the Alicia Keys? Yeah, that hook.
Where did I miss?
That one's yours.
With Jay-Z.
That's your bad girl.
Empire, Empire.
Empire State
that's
of Mind.
That's Donnie, baby daddy.
I hope it opens.
That's it.
That's DC.
Yeah, but what was it? What did he say? Because I don't have it.
In New York.
I got to find it.
Oh, it's the
yes, that
to
one.
A girl.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
he was arguing with me on TV.
Me?
I was not. No, I wasn't arguing with you about it. She sang it that way in an interview.
You're taking it off the list.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't.
No, you can't take it off the list.
I didn't take it off the list. I didn't take nothing off the list.
So what is the Empire State of Mind? What is everybody hearing?
That was the something about a hot tomato or
concrete
something.
Yeah.
Concrete tomato.
That one. Yeah.
Concrete tomato.
Concrete. Yeah. If you play that again, you might hear concrete tomato.
Concrete tomato.
Yeah.
Wow, and not where dreams are made of.
Right. No. Exactly. It's a concrete tomato. Okay.
It wasn't me. It was her.
Yeah, it was all her. That Haktua girl.
Haktua.
Yeah. You saw her all over the internet for a minute, probably.
Yeah, you know, she has a guess what? She has a podcast. Go figure.
Of course she does. Anybody can. Hello, we do.
But she has.
I mean, come on.
It's true. It's not. Yeah, it didn't like you win these.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You don't win these.
Or get paid.
You don't earn them.
Or get paid.
No,
that's
unless
right.
You're one of the top five.
I don't get paid for being here?
No, see?
I'm kidding.
Oh, but you got a version of the home game going.
You got lovely
your way.
Parting gifts.
That's
you
right.
Do. We
you have parting gifts.
We got a drinking cup.
That's right.
We're getting a picture, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll get that too.
I'm winning.
And a cowbell.
There you go.
Cowbell? No, shit. You have a cowbell?
She's obsessed with the cowbell.
I want a cowbell. I've been asking for a cowbell for Christmas for 5 years.
And nobody's giving it to you?
I get the damn cowbell.
What's up with that?
Wow.
She even tagged me in something yesterday about cowbell. What's his name from Saturday Night
Live? Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. More cowbell guy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We had some country ones that you sent in, too.
G-Dog.
Oh, more G-Dog?
More G-Dog. He was on
Where
it.
Children die and have the time of their lives? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Heaven knows what's going to happen in a country song.
I know. Here we go. Which one you want to hit first?
Toby Keith should have been a cowboy.
Yeah.
The most played song, period, of the 1990s.
It is.
It was the most played song of any format.
That I believe.
Yeah.
Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive.
Yep.
Wearing my six-shooter.
That's not what they heard.
No?
No. Wearing my sex shoes.
Riding that pony all over town?
See?
Well,
sheesh.
Wearing
with
the
sex shoes.
Wearing the sex shoes.
That's not right.
Wearing my sex shoes. Riding my pony on a cattle.
Oh,
wearing
Lordy.
Them sex shoes.
Oh, my God.
Hey, where'd you get those sex shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sexy.
You just can't find them anywhere.
No.
No.
No, you can't.
No.
Okay.
You got Shania or Garth? What are you hitting here?
She looks way different these days.
Doesn't she?
Yes. Gosh, just stop it, Shania.
Shania.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Is that what? Botox? What
Man,
is it?
I don't know. And
facelift,
some other things.
Egos.
Yeah, she's done a ton of work.
Now, I hope she sounds better. If she played at the arena, I didn't go.
Uh-huh.
But there were people leaving while she was
that bad?
Oh, I heard.
Yeah. I heard it was horrible.
Oh.
But I know people can have bad nights. I understand that.
Yeah.
You can have a cold and everything sounds horrible.
Sure.
Martina McBride, of all people, playing the Florida Theater one night.
Right, right.
And I got text from two different people going, oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Be glad you didn't come.
That
but this
bad.
Is Martina McBride, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, one of the great singers.
That bad.
Everybody's got a bad night.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah. All right.
That's true.
I'm trying to find...
Well, you got Garth. You want to do that one?
Yeah, let's do Garth.
Do Garth.
Okay, this is a deep cut.
Yes, it is.
It's a Garth deep cut.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Called Against the Grain.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go.
Bill, there's more folks in the view. Share my point of view. They're worried if they're going to sink or swim.
Here we go.
They'd like to buck the system, but the deck is stacked against them.
They'd like to buck the system.
That's the line. They'd like to buck the system.
But the cards are stacked against them.
But your daddy heard they like to F.
Hey,
I bet Garth probably swallowed that B,
and
Buck to make it to go. Hey, you know exactly what I'm trying to
say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, he didn't say system. You wrote on here they like to F a sister.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Man, that takes it to a whole different.
That
takes it to a whole different place.
Plateau here, plateau there. You decide.
It's the new frontier.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
That damn Garth.
Mm. Wow.
Learning a lot about G-Dog.
Aren't we?
If we're learning anything today, it's about we're learning more about your family.
Yeah.
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 We like biscuits.
Mm. With mustard.
Mustard.
I reckon.
Yeah.
I reckon. Yeah. I don't have Shania.
Okay, fine. Well, Shania Twain, the song was It Don't Impress Me. That don't impress me much.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got a car.
Yeah.
That one.
The line was, you kiss your car at night.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the line was actually, can't believe you kiss your...
Linda? What is it?
Linda?
Let me call Gerald and ask.
I'll show it to you.
You kiss your what?
It's right. I'd rather you say that.
I ain't saying that.
No?
What?
Well, I don't have any in my hen house.
Oh, okay.
You kiss your cock at night. Not your car, but your cock.
Yeah, like a gamecock.
Yeah, that's what we're talking
about.
But
no game in
Big
it.
Big South Carolina fans.
Yeah, that's it, right.
Big South Carolina fans.
Lou Turner, hello.
It's all going back to Lou.
It's all going back to Lou.
Poor Lou's going, do not associate me with that lyric.
Well, he's breaking his spine, for God's sakes. I mean, the guy's in pain.
Nobody going to slow him down unless it's...
No! That's right.
When your spine's broken, why would anybody want to slow you down?
Why?
Anyway?
Really? Exactly.
I'm sure you'd be going slow enough.
Why would they?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, goodness.
Wow. Ooh.
Man.
Well, you did bring the R. Thank you. I would not expect anything less.
Yeah.
XXR.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, we have one more piece of business, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, my goodness.
Normally, you get a piece of this every week.
Yes.
A little piece of this every week.
And, you do.
We're going to wrap it up.
And now we do.
What is she hearing now?
It's Kim's misheard lyric.
And now I got to find it.
Uh-huh.
Kim's his wife.
I don't know.
This is
she hears things
Casey
in such
and the Sunshine
a way.
Band, correct?
Yeah, she hears it in such a way.
Mm-hmm.
And now I got to find it. All
this
right.
is the one at one time I thought, well, I'll just let hers go because she might think the same thing. Because you know, every
you guys
so often,
are thinking. You guys are thinking along the same
Kim
line
and I
again.
I always wondered what this was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. This might be. The
Keep difference. It Coming, Love was the hit from right. KC and the Sunshine Band.
Don't let your well run dry. Don't stop it now.
Don't let your well run dry.
Don't let your well run dry. Don't stop it.
Don't
now.
Stop it now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Keep it coming.
That's not what she. That's not what she heard.
What she
no, she didn't. You want to hit it again?
Yeah, we'll try her again.
Okay. Yeah.
Harry, let's do it.
Dun, dun, dun,
Harry.
Dun, dun, dun. Your well-filled child, go shopping now. Don't let your welfare child go shopping now.
It's funny. I had a different lyric on that.
Yeah. Did you?
It wasn't that. It wasn't welfare.
Your welfare child,
go shopping now. Shopping now. Shop, 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 and shopping
now. Boy, yesterday I'm going through reels on Facebook, and somebody, I don't know why they did this, but they posted the Give It Up video by KC. More cheese than a package of Sargento.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Bad news.
I mean, just a horrible. I love that song.
Yeah.
But what a horrible video.
Give it up.
I love cheese.
I don't remember the song.
I love cheese.
Oh, cheese.
Cheese is so good.
Cheese, glorious cheese.
Right. But he was wearing these real tight pants in the video, and there's two backup singers there in the background, and it's just one room with smoke on the floor.
Oh, God.
And they're just dancing, doing this
it's
song.
It's called Give It Up?
Give It Up. From the early 80s. That was his last hit. That one. That's
yeah,
it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Love the song. The cheesiest damn video.
I'm listening to remember it. I don't remember it.
You don't remember it? Uh-huh. Oh, hang on. It'll start here. It'll kick in here. So I can, yeah.
This is a good song.
Yeah. I've got a synthesizer. I'm not afraid to use it.
Went to 18.
Wow, what year was this?
Yeah, like 82, 83.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Man, I should have been remembering that one. I was working pop radio.
Give It Up.
But we didn't. Langlois wasn't going to play this.
No, of course not.
We didn't play it.
He's too busy playing Warren Zevon and R.E.M.
Yes,
he's not going to play KC.
Oh,
that's why Rich and I got along.
Yeah. But the cheesiest video.
Bad,
oh, my God, it was awful. It's like another one of those, don't go breaking my heart. You got 5 minutes to make a video? Let's get in the studio and just knock it out.
Was it worse than the other guy by LRB?
Cigarettes.
Yes. Yeah. Blow some smoke in here. We don't have any dry ice. Let's get the guys from accounting. They must be smokers.
Let's get the engineers
in. Yeah, get them in here. Which one did you say? The other guy by LRB?
Horrible video.
I don't know that I've seen that one. But
don't ever watch it again.
I don't want to because I love the song.
Okay, you know, no, you won't.
I don't want to. I don't want
that
do
really
that.
Turned me off on the rest for the.
Yeah,
for
I don't
want
to do that.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I think now that we've gone through all these misheard lyrics,
yeah,
I think our next episode should be something different.
Something different. No,
we're gonna
like white driven snow, real pure.
Yeah, there you go, real pure. Yeah, that's it. It's blowing on the floor in the KC video.
we're
venturing into something completely different.
And now for something completely different.
That's right. Episode 76.
76.
The bicentennial year.
Your favorite trombones.
Your favorite instrumentals.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. I think we've done soundtracks before.
We have, but no instrumentals.
Not necessarily instrumentals.
Right. No, we've done soundtracks.
There are no words.
Exactly, and that's the name of the episode. There are no words.
Like Beethoven.
Anything.
It could be Beethoven.
It could be Axel F.
It could be Axel F.
It could be Chuck Mangione.
It could be themes from TV shows.
A movie
it could
be opening.
Could be themes from TV shows.
Okay.
Instrumentals.
Okay.
Yes. If there are no words in it.
And now, are we going to say like a song like
Alien?
Like from AWB.
Oh, pick up the pieces?
Pick up the pieces. Would
that
could
work. No, that could
That's
work.
Instrumental. Okay, you can have a few words.
I mean, if you got like four words in it, three words
that's
in it.
That's all we're saying.
That's okay.
As long as I can pick up the pieces. But that,
So now we know part of John's
list.
We know
one.
Yeah. But yeah, tmanandjohn@gmail.com. We'd love to know your, top five, top six, whatever you got.
There are no words.
I know.
I was listening to some jazz. I was listening to John Coltrane. And I'm thinking, oh, well, this whole album. And I was like, okay, I can't do that. I'm going to mix it up. I'll have a little jazz, a little pop.
Yeah.
A little this.
There's a lot of different stuff that
and
you can throw
that.
In there.
The one that comes to mind is The Exorcist. When you hear the first couple tunes, you know exactly.
Exactly. And Linda Blair's head spinning around and... green pea soup is going all over the place.
I love split pea soup.
Yeah. I do too. So bacon?
Good. I need to make some.
But can you eat? But can you watch The Exorcist and then eat pea
Somehow
soup?
Somehow this is The Exorcist.
Can you do that?
We can watch it. Watch it and eat it.
Now see?
At a drive-in.
I want to see that on the Food Network.
Yeah. Green pea soup everywhere.
I want that to happen.
Just everywhere. Yeah.
She could be in the background throwing up while I'm eating it. Look, even, you know.
Damn.
Man.
No, that's not right.
No, it's not.
Really is not.
Well,
right.
I can guarantee you, The Exorcist, no, that's not going to be on my list.
Tonight,
next episode.
On the Food Network.
Yes. Green pea soup.
As it's oozing out of our mouths.
Yes.
And sometimes out of our nose.
Oh, Lord.
And what does Trisha Yearwood think? Today on the Food Network.
It needs Gar. More bacon. Oh, Gar.
8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Well, followed by the baking right competition.
That's right. Another Bobby Flay show.
It's only 14.
See, back in the day, they used to have Giada every other half hour.
Oh, Giada.
It seemed like.
Yeah,
but nothing was wrong with that.
Nothing.
But now you
not
got...
Not even the filter on her
No,
screen.
Now you got Bobby Flay all the damn time, or Guy Fieri's doing 18 projects.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Did you hear that story the other day about Guy Fieri?
No, what happened to Guy?
He and Sammy Hagar, they're together on this tequila company.
Yeah.
And they were shipping tequila, and the trucks got hijacked. Over $1 million in tequila was ripped off.
And Sammy was with
Van Halen.
Yeah.
But Sammy's got his own line of tequila. Well, he opened one with Guy, and this big shipment, like over 4,000 cases or something.
$1 million, yeah.
Gotta be an internal job. It was a setup.
Insurance.
And they were hanging out together in Tampa.
We can't sell it. We'll get it stolen and get the insurance off of it.
That's it.
It's double indemnity. It goes back to Barbara Stanwyck.
Oh, hit Patrice, will you?
Okay.
We need a bass line.
I can play the bass.
We need to get out of here.
I can play the bass, Charlie.
Yeah, why not? There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Steve, let Benny play the bass.
Oh, okay, Charlie.
Okay, Charlie.
Yeah. Chip can play the bass.
My three bassists.
Nah, I would have watched that one.
Yeah, I would. I'd be all over that. Oh, man. Episode 75 is history. Linda, thank you.
Linda.
And Mini BG, thank you very much.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Fetus, checking out.
Yes. Fetus, checking out.
Fetus, out.
You know, I'm BG, right? Linda BG. Yeah. BG.
Yeah.
Baby girl is BG.
Hey. There you go.
So she's my
how
BG.
How about
my mini
that?
BG.
So she's BG 2.0? Is that what she is?
They call me Little
10.
Linda.
Hey, there you go.
She a 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Y'all are both wonderful.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Our first audience of two, and we may never do it again. I don't know.
Oh, I think you
don't,
will.
Don't take that personal.
No, don't take it personal.
If
no,
you
that's,
want some eggs, you will.
Hey-o.
Damn right.
Yeah, but I got to have a speckled one next time. That's all I'm saying.
I got you.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Speckling my egg.
That's you boys have a good rest of the day.
Thank you. You too. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Yes.
Did you see her turkey? Did you hear?
I heard it.
Yeah.
What happened?
Do it again.
Oh.
Yeah.
She does the best turkey call.
There it is.
It's pretty good. It's
that
pretty
was good.
Thanks.
Really?
Very good.
Award winning. My husband tells me all the time.
Now, take off on Walter Brennan. I'm just kidding. Take off on Ever G. Robinson.
Stop it.
All right, you guys. Beat it, you guys.
That's it. We're out.
See ya.
Do
we have? Can we end on me doing a bad Edward G. Robinson imitation?
I'd rather not, but I think we did.
Anyway, happy Thanksgiving.
That's right.
To you and yours. Okay, we can end that way.